بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In today's daily dose of Quran, we study ayah number 216 of Surah Al-Baqarah, a beautiful, a very powerful message contained in this ayah of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes Allah says, perhaps there is something that you dislike, something that you hate. There's something happening in your life and you don't really like it. You don't really enjoy that experience. Something has happened to you and you hate it. You don't want it and you dislike it. Allah says, sometimes that happens to you, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, but it's good for you. You don't know what the outcome of that situation will be. Sometimes you go through a difficult patch in your life. You really didn't enjoy the experience. You didn't like it. But then when you go through that entire experience and then you see the favorable consequences that arose from that experience, subhanAllah, you left amazed and bewildered. And sometimes you go through a difficult moment. And the best part of it all, when you come out a stronger person, enjoying a better relationship with Allah. What better than that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sometimes you dislike something, but there's good for you in that which you dislike. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And sometimes you love something, you really want something, you like it for yourself, there's a job and you really want that job and you're working towards that job, there's that deal, that investment, or that monetary deal, and you really want it to happen for you and it doesn't happen. So sometimes our plans and Allah's plans, they work together. So you are planning and Allah's planning. And both the plans work together, the outcome, alhamdulillah, that's great. But sometimes you are planning and Allah's planning. And it's two different plans. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't feel depressed. If it didn't work out the way you have planned, the way you wanted, what you wished and what you loved and what you really liked didn't materialize, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps you love something, you want something to happen, وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ, but it is bad for you. And look how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the ayah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ, Allah knows. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, you do not know. Allah knows exactly what's good for you and what is not good for you. You might think it's good for you, but in reality it's bad for you. You might think it's bad for you, but in reality it's good for you. And from here we learn the importance of istikhara, brothers. Whenever we are about to take a decision, seek Allah's counsel. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik, wa astakhdiruka bi'khudratik, wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. Look at the beautiful words of istikhara. Oh Allah, I ask you through your power. I ask you through the knowledge that you have. I don't have the power, I don't have the knowledge. You are allamul ghuyub, you are the knower of the unseen. I conclude on a hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once said to him, اِرْضَ عَنِ اللَّهِ بِمَا قَدَّرَ. Listen, Ibn Abbas, be happy with Allah's decision. Whatever Allah has decided for you, be happy with it, accept it, and be pleased with it. وَإِنْ كَانَ خِلَافَ هَوَاكَ, even if it contradicts your own desires and your own wishes. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.